Please, please, I beg you, don't put your two-way monitors on their side. I know I've been on this ship before. Let me show and explain to you why it's hurting you. Here we've got a horizontal directivity graph of a Genelec 8330A. Also a good example of a good performing monitor in general. But you see how it's relatively stable. The dispersion left to right of the frequencies is relatively consistent, which is what you want. It is a consistent beam of sound that you can sit inside of and hear everything evenly. And the website this is on is spinorama.org. It has a lot of hi-fi stuff, but it has a lot of studio monitors, and it has real data, something the manufacturers don't really like to actually give people. Here is the vertical directivity of the exact same speaker. Every single two-way has this problem. It is inherent to the design. So when you set the speaker on its side, you're sticking your head in that less than optimal directivity plot, and you're shooting smooth frequencies up and down, but you're not really moving up and down when you're in your chair. You're moving side to side. And so if you get your head out of that narrow band, like right in here, right around 3K, very important region, you get your head out of this narrow band, and then you're not hearing things properly. People think I'm tripping on this, but this is my passion. Put your two ways upright like they're designed to be. I actually don't give a shit what the manufacturers say, because they're just selling you shit and they know people are gonna do this anyway.